The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
You've heard of the war on women, right? And it's believed that liberals are going to deploy that strategy in Wisconsin. Although, so we were talking with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish yesterday. I think they're probably going to morph more to the income inequality strategy that Democrats around the country are using and in congressional races. Here's one for you. How about the war on Walker? What I'm talking about is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's personal war, and it's personal, with Governor Scott Walker. First, there was their idiotic PolitiFact where they just said it was false when he said that protesters rocked State Patrol car with him in it. This is something he says in his book, Unintimidated. Well, they examine that issue carefully, I say sarcastically, and they decide it didn't happen. Now, you have to understand, this is, I think a lot of people miss this. Journal Sentinel and all of the other newspapers around the country that have picked up on the PolitiFact brand from the Tampa newspaper, when they publish a PolitiFact, they're calling it a fact. It's not in their opinion that he isn't telling the truth about that. In fact, they bristle at the notion that PolitiFact pieces are opinion pieces. Why, no. They're us getting to the real facts. Can they prove it didn't happen? Of course not. Yet they factually dub it false. And you're going to see a lot more of that because then Mary Burke and really Democrats throughout the state are going to use that. Well, PolitiFact rated that false. Scott Walker made that up in his book. That's just, by the way, quick aside, Walker is not fighting back hard enough on that at all. Does he realize they called him a liar? Does he understand that? And does he understand that this is going to be hung around his neck now if he does aspire to higher office? I hope he understands that, because that's what's going to happen. It doesn't seem like he understands that. Then there is this one, and this is a reach even for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, you probably saw the story where Governor Walker was called to jury duty. You would think if Governor Scott Walker wanted to get out of jury duty, he could get out of jury duty. You would think, but he did the right thing and is doing a civic duty. By the way, one of my favorite jokes is when somebody's on trial, you want to trust your fate to 12 people who weren't smart enough to get out of jury duty? That is an interesting way of looking at it. Well, I could get out. You know what? I have never been called in my current county of residence, Brown County. I was called once in Sheboygan County. And I learned, can't say how I learned all these years later, that it was the idiot prosecutor that nixed me. Ha! It was a drug case and the person was ended up found not guilty. I don't know how I didn't get a chance to hear the evidence, so I can't say. But apparently the prosecutor thought I was this liberal member of the media, and I had made the transition by that time. Anyway, I've never been called. If called, I do what I have to do. I would do my civic duty, as the governor did. Okay, one of those cutesy little stories. Oh, not for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Here's the headline. Governor Scott Walker got donations from executive for firm in trial in which he's juror. Governor Scott Walker remained on a jury in a personal injury civil trial Tuesday, despite having received campaign donations from an executive of an insurance company that is a defendant in the case. Milwaukee County Judge Kevin Martins noted someone had disclosed to him that the governor had received donations from a secure executive. The judge made his remarks before jurors were brought into the courtroom. Walker received $2,000 in donations from Secura CEO John Bukowski from 2009 to 2011, according to a campaign finance database maintained by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. The five Bukowski donations to Walker all were made while Bukowski was a Secura executive. Now, nobody knows who alerted the judge to that, including whether it was Walker himself, because he's not commenting. Do you have any idea what a non-story this is? It's not like Scott Walker tried to get on this jury. He was called to jury duty. A lot of people give money to Scott Walker. There's a better than average chance that in any civil litigation in which a private firm is involved, that there's somebody on the firm who gave money to Scott Walker. It is amazing to me the length, actually it's not, but it should be, the lengths to which they will go to try to sully him. This is an absolute, complete non-story. If he's staying on, what does that mean? If the insurance company is the defendant, that means the plaintiff didn't have too much of an issue with it. If the plaintiff had an issue with it, now you might sort of, kind of, if you squint into a kaleidoscope while on acid, have a story here. I haven't used that one in a while. It's been a while. It's 2014, new year. Let's go ahead and haul it out. It's not a story. He couldn't conspire to get on this jury. Jason says, well, you don't know that. Well, that's almost the way they think. That's the way the Journal Sentinel thinks. Well, this is the ultimate jury rigging? Scott Walker got himself on a jury in a civil trial so he could do a favor for a company who has an executive? Granted, the CEO. That's pretty high up the food chain. I'm not disputing that. $2,000? Give me a break. That's it. Yeah, $2,000. Well, this is highly suspicious because, well, you know. Boy, it's going to be a long year for Scott Walker. Actually, it's going to be a long year for all of us. And this is the type of thing. This is the bias. That is, bias very often isn't in how a story is told. It's in which stories are or are not told. I would argue the most common liberal media bias are stories they choose not to tell you. Because here's how this works. So the conservative media tells you a story that the mainstream media won't tell you. And the idiot liberals who consider the mainstream media gospel, well, that can't be a legitimate story because the mainstream media is not covering it. How handy is that? So over the decades, they've had this built-in credibility. Well, they're not reporting on it. It must not be real news. They got away with that forever until there was a conservative and new media. So now they just tried to discredit those messengers. Yeah, if the judge had an issue with Scott Walker, or if the plaintiff convinced the judge to have an issue, the judge would remove him. This is just the dumbest story ever. Yeah, in voir dire, and maybe they didn't know in voir dire when it happened, when they questioned the jurors. This is so stupid. It's frustrating to me even to have to comment on it. But this is what Scott Walker's going to face for the next nearly a year until November. And the Journal Sentinel can go ahead and say, well, no, we're not playing favorites. We're not doing this or that. Meanwhile, one of the most vacuous candidates for public office in Wisconsin in recent history, Mary Burke, gets a pass. By the way, boy, has she gone quiet or what? Have you noticed that? She has just completely gone into a winter's nap. Find that very interesting. Speaking of interesting, in 5 minutes, this is just be here in 5 minutes. I don't want to give away anything in the tease. It's that good. It's 9:16.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.